Hey, I'm Kayla Hansen.
And I'm Crystal Blasco. We're sisters, home organizers, coffee
and cocktail lovers,
and hosts of this witty show, Well Ordered, Well Lived.
Grab your favorite beverage and join us as we have fun and curious conversations with ourselves and others about home solutions, family, and reinvesting in new experiences.
Let's do this.
Well, well, welcome to this episode of Well Ordered, Well Lived. I'm Kayla Hansen.
I'm Crystal Blasco.
And we are back in house, everyone. Ooh. We have redone a little bit of the studio and getting all of our creative juices flowing. We've got some ideas. I know we've talked about that before a long time ago. Crystal has really moved some things around and we updated some things. And I think we have a really good idea.
I was feeling really uninspired and unmotivated. And a space really does wonders for me. And so I do feel like I rearrange a little bit. And then, but now, like, I wasn't feeling energized to even come into the office and work, like, the past couple of weeks. And I was just like, eh. And then, but yeah, I redid everything this weekend. And I was like really excited when I woke up this morning. I'm like, okay, like I'm going to do the office and we have a couple of things still left to do, but we removed some things that were just sort of like taking up clutter and it's feeling, we're getting there. It's definitely like a, you know, trial and error to where we thought the space did look and feel good.
I know. I like, that's the first thing I walked in. I was like, oh, it feels so airy and clean. Mm-hmm. Like, it's crazy to know that we just had maybe, what was it? Just the two white shelves.
It's shelves that we didn't need in here. And
showcasing what, you know, it was just like, that was silly. Us. We just did it just because we had them from, oh, because we were going to do that trade show and stuff. So it's like, oh, okay. Well, now we know that we can use those other places. But yeah, so I'm really excited because this is my first time seeing it because we haven't really seen each other actually a lot. So this is a good update for us.
This is a good.
Just a check-in, like, how are you doing? And coming off of our birthdays, we actually just had birthdays within the last 2 months.
Yeah, we did. Guys, again, like with this trial and error thing, bear with us. We thought it might be fun to do some sort of like a once a month or we'll see how it goes. We thought like a, you know how we say sip and chat? We love it. We thought that it'd be kind of fun just to do like a sip and chat with us together because, you know, there's a lot to kind of to catch all up on of things that we've been doing. So
I'm sipping. Well, actually, we're both sipping on
the same thing.
This nice iced espresso coffee drink.
Yes,
it's
like a vanilla hazelnut, and I don't know.
We need to write down the recipe.
We do. Ryan is our barista, and speaking of that, though, real quick, does it say it? What's in this drink again?
Espresso.
Yeah, you say it right. I don't know why, but people say espresso.
Oh, I know.
And I think it's the funniest thing. Like, it used to annoy me. And I am like, clearly there's an S. It's spelled with an S.
I wonder if it's people talking really fast. You know, like, I used to say breakfast a lot. And they're like, what? And they're like, it's breakfast. I'm like, I just talk fast, okay?
That's so funny. But there are people that I feel like I am surprised that they say espresso. And I mean like people on Instagram that I feel like should know.
Oh, no.
Anyway, yeah, you're probably right. It's probably them speaking really fast. But it's one of those words and I'm like, what?
Yeah, it's like the people that are just starting to get into the coffee game, I feel like.
There are tons of words I say wrong. Oh, yeah. But that's like
let's not even start.
No. But that's one of the only ones that I always notice, and I don't know why. I'm like, I'm not even a coffee connoisseur, but I'm like, what was it? It's not espresso.
Yeah.
But now we joke, and Ryan and I are like, espresso. So.
Yeah.
And so now I'll also joke, and I'm like, can you make me a espresso?
Okay, I do have another word that is hilarious, because Eric and I listened to this other podcast and they say Pacific instead of specific, but they say it on purpose. And yeah. I love, so we know how to talk, but
we
like
do.
It's funny when you're around other people and you are saying it and they're like, did they just say? And we're like, oh yeah. Very specifically did I say that.
And we do. There are some. Like, again, I'm not. People can speak however they want to speak. It's just something that I notice. But we do joke. One, we always say tortillas.
Oh, yeah. Quesadillas.
Quesadillas, we say, from Napoleon
Dynamite. Oh, yes.
And then we don't say it as much, but we say jalapenos.
for jalapenos?
Oh, yes, yes. Remember that one time we were at the client's house and I was like, oh, you got some quesadilla maker? And she's like, yeah, we do have a quesadilla. And she said it like me. She's like, wait, that's not the word. And like I caught her up on it and I was like, gotcha.
Yeah. Oh, great. We know how it sounds. Anyway.
Yes. All right. So that's what we're sipping on. And you're going to hear me a lot sipping on this thing because this is – I like it, but I don't like when the ice – I love iced coffee, but I feel like I drink it really fast so that it doesn't get super watery. Yeah. I need all that espresso.
To feel energized. Mm-hmm. One real quick note about the office update too is that we have switched sides on the table. So how does it feel being on that side?
I don't notice a difference.
I kind of like the mic on this side. I don't know.
Well, so far you haven't hit your mic.
No, you
so
have.
So we're really good. So it's this side. I know that you can look out this side. I can look out the window there, but I actually don't notice it. I like my chair though. So it's a nice little update. Okay. So, and you spray painted the table.
Yeah, like with the texture paint.
Yes. That was really cool. Project. It really lightened up. I mean, you really did do a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, in between all your travels
I try to
stuff.
Do a DIY with – I've spent zero money in here, minus the spray paint. A lot of the stuff I just like repurposed and rearranged and removed. Everything else we had. So
– I like it. Now to our main wall.
Our main wall.
Like our backdrop needs to – when we start taking pictures, you're going to see like – the well-lived part of our lives. Because I want, like,
you're doing
photos.
Spirit fingers.
I don't know why. I'm just so excited. I feel like we just have so many good, really fun photos.
I know.
Okay, so anyway. So you just got back from Florida.
I did a Florida trip with some friends a couple weeks ago. It was so much fun. We went to Key Largo, which is, I think it's like 45 minutes. Outside of Key West, and I want to say west of Key Largo. Oh, sorry. I think that Key Largo is west of Key West. Don't quote me on that. I probably should pull up a Florida map. But anyway.
I never even heard of it.
It was so fun. We stayed at a really, really cute and quaint resort. The resort was beautiful. It's just a small area. And so we were there for five days. I can't remember. And we ran out of food options because, you know, when you're on a resort, it's like only a handful of restaurants.
Yeah.
And so we ate at the same place constantly. Okay. And so we had tons of really good fish sandwiches and tacos. And then after a while, I'm like, okay. And you can only drink so many drinks. And then I had to find a drink that I really liked. And then you start drinking that one all the time. So for me, it was Corona and then another. I just did a strawberry margarita with vodka instead. So it was like the strawberry mix and it was like fresh strawberries, but I just flip-flopped tequila for vodka. We went with some friends and shout out to the Schultzes. I know that Courtney is a listener. Hey, girl. And we just had a blast. I mean, we played the euchre, which was so much fun. I don't know if there are any euchre players out there. Yeah. So that's a northern... It's a northern Indiana or like Midwest type thing?
I don't really know. I didn't know that it was – I think it might just be a Midwest thing.
I think maybe just potentially a Michigan thing even. I don't know.
Well, then we don't even live in Michigan, but yet
– but we're like on the border, so like all up here.
Okay.
I think. I'm not – so – I've played one other time. It didn't stick. Our friend Stockton, we played like on the plane going down. We played.
Oh, fun.
We tried to make it a point to like play every day so it stuck. And we had so much fun. So now I feel like we need a big euchre. We need a euchre tournament. Oh. Courtney, that's what we need to do this summer.
Oh, I love that. Okay.
Okay, so that because you guys play.
Yeah. Well, I need to... that is the kind of game, it's very easy to pick up, but you do have to play it a couple times, you know, kind of do like the open hand things. And then cause some people really take it serious and they do not like when you do certain things.
Oh, so yeah.
I don't like to play with those people.
Okay, so we won't invite those people.
I thought you were going to say, okay, so we won't invite you. We won't invite the person that messes up all the time.
We won't invite those mean people.
Okay, well, I saw you guys got cute floaties.
So that is something that Ryan and I always take on a trip. We'll buy the floaties, just a ring, like a beach ring.
Mm-hmm.
We'll buy it from Amazon so it comes flat. It sticks right into your – so make sure you grab one for your trip. It sticks right into your carry-on. And then when we get down there, the people at the pool – we'll blow them up. And so we take these, it's literally like the rings that you have when you were a kid growing up at your grandma's pool. Take them out into the ocean, take them into the pool. And so, yeah, that was like our contribution to like this. It was so fun. We take them all the time, and then we leave them for a kid. Usually we leave them for like a kid. People always ask like, hey, where'd you get those? Because then they become, when you're out in the water floating too, you just can rest. And then I think Ryan was saying, when you have the handles, they kind of get in your way. But Ryan was saying the next time, we've done this on like half a dozen trips, and we've never got the ones that have the drink holders in them. That's what we need to do next. Okay. Is get the one that has a drink holder. And then you float around the pool, you float around the ocean with them. They pack, and then we don't bring them back. So yeah, we did take those. That's so great.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that.
Yep. So pack a floaty and then blow it up when you get to the resort or to your hotel or wherever. It's a game changer for when you're out there and you're just chilling.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think when you go to the resorts, do they even have them? Or can you rent them? I guess they only sell them.
I think we've gone to a couple resorts and they've, like, somebody saw ours and then they went to the gift shop and they bought
some. Okay, that's where I've seen them. All right.
So we never.
But then they like upcharge that stuff. So
yeah. But then they do blow them up for us and take them back and forth to our chairs and then leave them behind. Yeah, that's a really fun trick. Thanks for calling that out because I forgot. That's a little tip for you travelers on your Florida trips.
Heck yeah.
For adults.
Yeah.
No, I mean, because I'm sure that parents are like, yeah, we have floaties for our kids. But I'm saying like if you're on an adult's trip or a couple's trip, make sure to bring yourself a floaty, like a ring floaty or something, because it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I was just thinking just packing the arm floaties.
That would be hilarious.
Oh my gosh.
So I got back from Florida. You're heading to Florida.
Yes, we're going to Clearwater, Florida, which I've never been there. So that'll be an experience. Actually going for a bachelorette trip. So there's about 8 or 9 of us girls just staying in a condo like a couple blocks away from the beach. So I'm really looking forward to that. There's like a hot tub at this condo. It's still going to be like 93 degrees, but looking for a good old kickoff of the summer. And what's better than beach? And there's a pool, there's a slide. So we'll definitely be looking for some floaties.
I know you said 93 degrees. I was looking at the weather and here it's like high 80s.
Yeah.
So I know it's a bummer that you couldn't go down to Florida where it was going to be cold and rainy here. Yeah. But
well, I don't know.
It'll be fun.
It's going to be a good quick trip because even the flight is just straight there direct. So that's even better. Oh my gosh. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. And then actually the following weekend, we're going to do our Memorial Day friends trip, which that one I'm really looking forward to too, because we get to bring our dog Cody and just kind of, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 couples total.
That's fine. So how long have you guys been doing that trip?
Eric and his friends have been doing it way longer. So they all went to Ferris and then they kind of started this
trip.
So
like since college? So that's like...
Yeah, it's been a few years. Or... Yeah. They kind of went all over. Then once like we all started dating, I mean...
They went all over the state? Or, I'm sorry, the country?
I think the furthest one they went, I believe, was Cape Cod. So they did that. Yeah. So they're very open to just kind of going wherever. I
think that was pretty.
Yeah. We went to Missouri when Aaron used to live down there, one of our friends. And then we have a friend that lives in Michigan and we've gone up there a couple times. Really, we haven't done anything in Indiana, but I mean, like I said, I just started doing this with them a few years ago. So we're doing something in Ludington, Michigan, which is kind of an easy drive for everybody, just with kind of everything that's going on and making sure that people can get back to work when they need to. But that Memorial Day like weekend is like the best time to just start.
What's cool is that's they always say you want something fun to look forward to. And so, yes, you have something to look forward to in a couple of weeks. But I really love annual trips like that because you look forward to it every single year. Like when you guys get back, you'll start thinking like this fall, okay, like where are we going to go next year? And it's just something that there's always something to look forward
to. We basically figure it out while we're there together because we're like, all right, where are we going to get, you know.
That's smart.
Because it's just... It's all in the air, right?
We did that too. We have another trip with said Florida couple, and I think we have that spot figured out. But that is smart. That's really good. I'm trying to think where... This year you're staying in Michigan, though, but why?
Because I think one of the people, they have to be back a little bit sooner.
That's right.
So we're going to spend a couple days at the house that we rented, and then Sunday we are actually going to just do a camping. So the people that don't need to be back right away, we're going to do one night of camping and then go back home. So we're doing like a little carpool with people that live in Illinois. They're going to come to our house, spend the night that Wednesday night, and then head out together. And then that Sunday we'll check into a campsite or whatever. So it's like a really exciting trip altogether, because like, okay, you get the luxury of this house, this hot tub. We're going to have cornhole, smoking some meat. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to go straight to just tent. Just that'll for one fun. Night. But that'll be our first camping for the whole year.
Yeah, well, and then you started off. Didn't go last year. And everybody knows that you and Eric are avid campers. Mm-hmm. We've got an episode coming up where you, I think it actually comes out Memorial Day when you're going to be gone. Yep. But it's a whole kind of breakdown of camping and some of the way you pack and things that you take. So that's going to be a really cool episode for people to hear to hopefully kind of start their new adventures and journeys mm-hmm. into camping. Yes. So that one's coming out.
What else do you have planned?
Well, I also got back last week from a trip to Louisville, Kentucky, which we've got good friends down there. They are just forever life friends. But one of them turned 40, and his whole party, he knew his wife was throwing it except for Ryan and I coming down. So we were the surprise.
Nice.
And we kind of like just walked in. We're the first ones there. And he was kind of like, he was smoking some meat or doing something. And we just like kind of walked into the garage, the mudroom area. And I wish I had my phone like to video his reaction, because it was like, it was the coolest like slow motion double take. He was so startled, but he was so surprised. We were the only surprise that he had. He knew about the party, you know? And so they are just the sweetest couple. So we had a blast with them. It's been a while, a little over a year, I guess, since we've seen them because of COVID, but that was fun. And I just love Louisville. It's just like a really good kind of hometown feel. And I used to live there, so I know my way around really well. And I have really good memories from living there. And I love Tara and Jonathan.
I have really good memories from visiting you there. That was fun little town.
It's so fun.
Gosh, it's not even little, but I love it.
We stayed at a really cool hotel called Hotel Distill, which is on this Whiskey Row downtown.
Sounds intriguing.
Yeah.
Whiskey Road.
Whiskey Row.
Oh.
Yeah. That sounds cool, too.
Okay.
But, excuse me. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. So that was a good trip. And then coming up, we have another Florida trip.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Ryan and I are going
to check out. Might as well just move there.
Heyo. We are checking out. We've never been to Sarasota, so we're going to hang out in that area a little bit.
I never have.
Mm-mm.
And that's a direct flight as well. So where I'm leaving.
It is. And that's what we thought. And then we looked it up, because Allegiant should typically fly from South Bend down to Bradenton. And we looked it up, and that's only certain times of the year. So in October, that flight starts. So we'll fly into Fort Myers and then just drive up to Sarasota and kind of hang out and check out the area.
Oh, okay.
So that's what we have coming up. I mean, it was a busy spring. Like you said, we had our birthdays.
Yep. I got a fat tire bike, which I'm really into right now. Eric got me that, and it is a blast, you guys. I'm going to start posting some things on it, because these tires
are
amazing.
It's almost, I can't describe it, but it's like, it's so big. And then you are just like this little kid riding it.
I got to tell you.
When you were riding in your backyard.
Yeah.
Like testing it, I was dying. And you were like coming. He was videoing you like a proud dad. And you were like just coming towards him.
This thing is so cool, because so we actually just recently went back to Eric's hometown in Michigan, and we brought that with us. And Greenville has a bunch of like really good mountain bike trails. And so that was actually my first time using it. And I was like, this is a beginner trail. And I'm like out of breath. And it was just like, there was some interesting obstacles that I had to get to. But I have my helmet on, so I'm like being safe about it. So I feel at least comfortable with that.
Have you fallen?
No, but came close. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Does some Eric of those have this bike too? Does he?
No, but he wants one so bad. He's like, I love this bike, but so he rides it around. So when we took it to Michigan, we had people like trying it out and stuff. Well, just this past weekend, we went on a bike ride, and we found out, because I'm like, I'm gonna adjust my seat. I just noticed like a couple things just starting it out. The handles were upside down this whole time. So I'm like, we've been having people try our bike and running around, and we
on social media.
Not even yet. So that's good.
Oh, that's
but
funny.
Yeah, for some reason, like the tension for like the cord that goes to the brake was really tight. And I was like, this doesn't feel right. And then I like looked up the YouTube video. And I was like, no.
When so people were trying it though, were they?
They didn't notice it. Like, it was really hard to notice. Oh. Anyway, it was that much to where it was an easy mistake. Like, you would have noticed, you know? But so we fixed that. And then when it went on an 8-mile bike ride yesterday, yesterday and I was like, I could definitely tell the difference. That's Eric's hilarious. Like, you look like you're supposed to, what you're supposed to look like. You like, your form looks a lot better. I was like, all right, well, this box didn't have any assembly instructions. So I blame, you know, the company.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely not like the operator's fault.
No, no.
Not at all.
But I do love it. It's like 30 pounds. So I can just like whip it into the truck. And yeah, I'm definitely getting on board with that. Because when I say we do a bike ride, Eric runs. He's the runner. I am not. I'll go with you, but I'll do something a lot easier for myself.
Yeah.
And easier on my joints. That's how I look at it, too.
Speaking of birthdays, you got easier on my joints.
Speaking of joints, you know what else is happening is...
Where is this going?
Oh, I just meant like, so we are getting older and everything. But I have always wanted to do sand volleyball. And we are starting this league actually this month. And Eric and I just bought our first like volleyball. And we're like, you know, volleying around. And I broke my wrist a couple years ago ice skating. Yeah. And I'm like, oh my gosh. It is like I can feel every little bump. And I'm like, I have to be that player that wraps my wrist.
Show photos of that. Is Eric good? I imagine he's good.
Yeah, he's good at everything.
Yeah, he really is.
I know. But we will, like, our whole team is pretty short, so it'll be interesting on who spikes us and how we can kind of.
You'll have so much fun. Is this a beer league?
No.
People take it like it's going to be a serious league?
It's semi-serious.
I mean, when I say beer league, I guess I don't mean like you literally drink beer, but I use that phrase as more of like a. It's chill, like have fun.
It is chill and have fun. Just like with any kind of league, you're going to have those people that take it really serious. And I have heard that this league, there are a couple people. Like, it's supposed to be four people, two guys and two girls on, you know, each side for your team at all times. Well, there was one team that they were only down to two people, and those two people beat a four-person team. And I was like, oh my gosh.
Oh no.
So, and one of my girl players, we actually used to play volleyball, indoor volleyball in junior high, and we got a hold of each other. I'm like,
I love her. You'll have so much fun.
Yeah, Andrea, this is gonna be hilarious. And she goes, I have not played volleyball since I think her sister actually just had a graduation party like last year. And I was like, I haven't either. We just bought a ball, so it's gonna be interesting. But I've always wanted to.
Yeah, you have always wanted to play that. Now the funny thing is. Tell the people, tell the world your team name.
Oh, well, I can't take credit for this at all because Eric has come up with a list of names.
His list was hilarious.
It was very hard to choose from. We opened it up to the group and let them know, and they're like, yeah, sounds great. And our name is... Calm Your Tips.
Yeah, that's perfect.
So, we had a friend. I asked, they're like, are you going to make shirts? And I was like, no. And I'm like, should I have? But
I was going to ask too if you were having like any sort of matching.
I don't think so.
Yeah,
team I think color. We'll just see what. I don't think so. Okay. I actually asked the parks superintendent, and she's like, no, people just kind of come out there. I was like, all right, well, let's just feel it out for the year, and then we'll see how it goes next year. But
yeah, Calm Your Tips. That's cute.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
His list was...
That's why we're going to save a lot of those for next year's, if it goes well. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, man, these are great.
Yeah, they were really
funny. Didn't take him long to figure it out either. I'm like...
I'm not even going to share some of the other ones in case we use them for something else.
So I know.
Just know that they were really good.
Yeah. You and Ryan were dying at them.
Oh, I know. I put my vote in for a couple, and I was like, actually, I just like them all.
I know.
There was one that I didn't understand, really. Was that one the Alice – were we right about Mad Hatter type thing?
I asked him, and I forgot. So okay. I don't know.
Yeah, that's fine.
So not only are my joints going, but my memory's going.
And so you just turned – 32.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So this is what happens when you get old.
Thanks for the rosé, by the way.
Mm. Yes, you're welcome. You turn 32. I am in the last year of my 30s. I am 39 and turning the corner into my 40s. And I am reading about how 40s are an amazing decade. And I'm amping myself up to enter my 40s, but I want to be in the moment and like really absorb my 30s or like year 39. You know, obviously I'm shifting, like, you know, like focusing on health and mm-hmm. wellness and skin, and I'm noticing, you know, everything. Yeah. I'm like, I'm getting old, but I'm very blessed to be climbing the ladder in age, and I don't want to take that for granted. It's mind blowing that our guest that last week we had Domenica on, and she posted in stories and she had something coming up and she said hashtag this is 40. And even just like reading it, I forget, because I don't feel like I'm 40, no, you know, and Ryan's 43.
Neither does he.
No. And everybody's always like, wait, what? Mm-hmm. And I forget that, you know, he's that age. And not that that's old, but mm-hmm. How old do you think that you are? Like in your mind, you have, like, I feel like I'm, like in my mind, I feel like I'm like you're like a 30-year-old, like 30, 31, 32. Like that's maybe even younger sometimes, like 27. I don't know.
Yeah, I would say like mid-20s, mm-hmm. like 25, 26. I think a lot of times too it helps because Eric is 3 years younger, but yeah. We like so many of the same things. We have like the same energy that mm-hmm. he's like, we're like going to be forever kids, I feel like.
That's how Ryan is.
Like,
Ryan's
that should like, be, yes, he is.
Oh, he for sure
in a very
be.
Good way.
Yeah.
You know, because you don't want somebody that's just kind of like, I don't feel like doing anything.
But
you
also,
definitely want to do stuff.
I mean, you and I are 7 years apart and we hang out all the time. We've got a ton of our friends who are a lot younger. I mean, we just had, I went to a 40th birthday, but our other friend, Shayna, just turned 30. And so, yeah, I think when you maybe get into your 30s, everybody sort of like a melting pot of all the same ages. Mm-hmm. And so it's really nice.
Yeah, it's not like back in the day where when you went to college, I was just, you know, mom and me were hanging out. But mm-hmm. yeah, I was hanging out with all of her friends. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, so this is what 50 is going to look like. And I had that kind of friend group.
Yeah, but I also think about our mom too. And I would never think that our mom she's going to be 61 this year. But mom to me always feels like 40.
Yeah, she'll always like be the same age.
Yeah, she's a trip. Yeah, birthdays. And then the other thing is my anniversary is this week.
Oh, so, my gosh. Yeah. Man, this month, this
five
is crazy.
Years. Yeah.
Wow. 5 years. We're going to have to do like a little quiz on you guys.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
Not newlywed game, but
that would be
rapid
so...
fire questions.
Oh, my gosh. We should do that.
We should, because
Ryan's very competitive and I feel like he remembers a lot. So this is a quick story. I'll tell this before we jump off here.
Okay.
We had our 1 year anniversary. We were married on May 20th and I forgot the date. It was, and I was like May 21st and Ryan's like, that was me. Sorry. Oh. Bumped it. Ryan's like, no, that's not even the day we got married. And I'm like, so can't wait to do this quiz. It will be really fun, but he has a good memory when it comes to like just knowledge. He remembers everything about our relationship and about us, and I'm always like, really, that, when was that? But we should try that'd be really funny.
I had a really good question that I'm gonna save it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, until next time, mm-hmm. thanks for the life update.
Yeah, this was fun. I'm excited for you to travel and can't wait to hear how Florida was and your friend's camping trip. And
definitely.
Yeah, hope everybody else's spring is off to a great start and you've got some fun summer plans, and share them with us. And be sure, if you travel to Florida, grab yourself an inner tube.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. See you guys.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please take a second to rate, review, and subscribe.